Senate Bill 714 actually started when I picked up a newspaper article and I read how our state auditor was denied the ability to audit one of our local government retirement systems. I don't really see what the problem would be in allowing the state auditor to go in and actually audit our state retirement systems. I happen to serve as a member of Mosiers, and we always allow on Mosiers the auditor to come in and audit us, not just look at audits. And what happened was is a lawsuit was filed to block the state auditor from actually auditing the logger's retirement system, and this legislation is in response to that. I do know that the state auditor is here and wishes to testify on this, so I don't want to belabor the point, but I would be happy to answer any questions of any members.
Questions of the bill sponsor?
If not, I would invite our state auditor, Susan Monti, up to share with us her perspective on the issue. I appreciate you being here. Please.
Really interesting stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Crowell. And thank you, guys. Thank you to the committee for hearing this. The ability to have oversight into our public retirement systems is, I think, important for all of us. In this particular bill, to clarify the language on the retirement system statutes had said that we were required to come in every 3 years and review the audits. The lawsuit talked about the specific wording and said, well, a review of the financial statement audits was all that we could do because it was you know, some imprecise language. What we have done, though, up until the point of this lawsuit is we had come in and done a review of the audits, but also the underlying audit work ever since these statutes were in place since the 80s. So this is the first time it's come up as a problem. The differences between the financial statement audit and the type of audit we do is just going beyond the numbers. The types of things that you see in a financial statement would be a line item that says this much was spent on travel. When we go in, we say, what was that travel? Where did you go? And was it necessary? When we look at amounts that were spent on certain items, we come in and we say, did you competitively bid these? Do you have conflict of interest? Do you have policies in place to make sure that the taxpayers are getting the most out of their dollars? And so those are the types of audit work that we perform and that we had already been doing up until this point. The change in this bill, of course, would allow us to do the type of audit that we've already been doing, and it changes a required audit requirement that would make us come in every 3 years to be permissive, so that if there doesn't seem to be any issues and there are other priorities, we could go there instead. So it allows us a little more leeway, which I think is important as well. One thing that I just want to point out is yesterday the Pew Center on the States put out a report of the retirement systems. Missouri is now in a need improvement category. We are funded overall at 83%. While that is within the industry standards at about 80%, we used to be fully funded. So the fact that we have dropped has put us into a category where we need improvement. And when you look beyond the overall picture, you find certain systems are in significant need. MPRS, that people were talking about MPRS. We are now at 47% funding on that. And even more of a concern about the fact that it's only funded at 47% is that in 1 year, to fiscal year 09, it dropped from 59% to 47%. So we have to be concerned and have adequate oversight into those. When we're talking about our largest public systems, we're talking $37 billion and 370,000 members and their families. So, you know, to allow oversight is just the proper thing for the state to have.
Questions of the witness? Senator Wright Jones.
Madam Auditor, quickly, what was the incident that caused you to want to audit loggers?
we were required to audit loggers. We were already behind, but the statute required us to come in every 3 years and look at them one way or another. So we went in as our regular statutory duty to look at them, and they filed suit to give us to restrict our access.
To stop you from doing what statute already says you can do.
Yes. But the statute wording said review the audits, and it wasn't clear what we were supposed to do. And so the court said a clear reading of that or their interpretation of that just meant we could review the financial statements that they already had. In fact, all of us can review those because they're online. Mm-hmm. So every year they put their financial statement online. So it would be an exercise in just some duplicative effort for us to just read the financial statements that are available to everyone and to tell what's in them without talking about the underneath numbers.
Okay, so the other systems that you've audited have not had a problem with you coming in doing what you've been doing?
Everyone has allowed us to come in up to this point with the same type of language. So this bill would just put into a proper statutory framework what we've already been doing since the 80s.
So you've been doing a pretty in-depth review all along?
Yes, we have.
All along. Okay, thank you.
Senator Grischheimer.
Just for the record, and I've served on the Emperor's board for, I guess, 5 or 6 years, and we've never, we've never had a problem. We've always had an open book, and we, Susie's out in the audience as executive director, and we have nothing to hide. So we're trying to get. I apologize for being late. I had constituents, but we're trying to get back to where we need to be.
Right.
But we have not. We welcome your services. So,
well, and I appreciate that. And one thing that I think is important is when we are talking about retirement systems and people are very concerned about them, clearly they are based on, everyone looking at these other bills, I think it's more important to give more information and allay people's fears as to what's going on by taking a look and saying, we don't have everyone out there throwing lavish parties on your dollar. And those are the types of things our audits provide, is that confidence that they can have in their systems.
I'll tell you, I've never been invited to a lavish party.
There you go.
So I wish we had some, actually. So thanks.
Senator Kevany.
Ms. Monty, I'm a little concerned about duplication. Aren't all these plans already being audited by an independent auditor?
Yes, they are. And that's why I was talking about the things that we do. If you go online and look at any of our audits, and I'll be glad to supply them to you, you'll see the things that we look at. And those were the types of things I was talking about with, for instance, travel. Or with if one of the systems has a lot of large expenditures, when you look at the financial statement that is audited by a CPA firm, it will give a list of what those are or how much money was spent. What we'll do is we'll come in and we'll say when they, bought these services, they competitively bid them. They made sure that they contracted with someone who did not have a conflict of interest. They made sure that, it was open to everyone and a very more transparent system. So the financial statement will only tell you how much money they spent, but it won't tell you any of those other things. And those are the types of work that we do in our audit.
So you feel that type of scrutiny isn't occurring at the level of the independent audit?
No. An independent financial statement audit is to present the financial picture of that period. And they don't have to go in and look at these other factors. That's more performance review, and we do that. And those are the types of things that we present in our audit. So it isn't the same. We're going to rely on the fact that this amount of money was spent as presented in the financial statement. And travel was the other example I used. There'll be a line item for travel, but we're going to go in and we're going to say, where did you go, who went, and what did you pay for while you were there, and is that a good use of the fund?
And you only do it every 3 years.
Right, and we only do it every 3 years.
Senator Brett Jones.
Second question. The court ruled in favor of loggers and against you. What is your feeling about that? Why do you think they went in that direction?
Well, I think that you can look at the language that was in the bills or in those statutes, and it says that the retirement system is required to get a financial statement audit every year and that every 3 years we shall review those. So the interpretation of what that means, reviewing the financial statement, we always looked at it as going underneath the numbers. The court said, well, if you took a plain reading, then it would say review the financial statements. which, of course, is an exercise in futility for us to come in and just look at someone else's work and say, here it is. So I understand the way that the court ruled on this. I don't agree with it, and we do have it up on appeal. But I can see that the language was not as clear as it should have been, and that's why it's important to have this type of language.
Where are you in the appeal process?
We just filed it.
Just filed it.
Yeah, it's still sitting out there. There's no briefing done yet.